Jill Movius in Mountainville, New York. Louise Stefanik's implication that the Keystone XL pipeline would alleviate oil train shipments through New York was a cynical grab at her constituents' safety concerns. In fact, the Keystone would not affect oil train shipments of Bakken crude from North Dakota to New York. The Bakken producers in North Dakota are focused on shipping to the East Coast, where they can get much higher prices than they would get in the Gulf. But the real question all Americans should be asking and getting an answer to is, why should this dirty, dangerous oil be transported the length and breadth of our country to be shipped to China and India? Why don't the Canadians transport it across their own country to ports in British Columbia? Thank you very much.
This is Abigail Robin, Kingston, New York, and I just want to thank you so much for offering such wonderful solace every Sunday night when the Boston Symphony Orchestra plays some extraordinary classical music. Keep up the good work. I love it.
Selena Kerr, I'm in Williamsburg, Massachusetts. I have listened with enormous interest to the morning weather forecast for decades. And I have a suggestion for Paul Kayano, who's as good as it gets. One sentence that includes the words Norman, Oklahoma would be plenty. The prediction of a possible or slight chance of tornadoes or thunderstorms, where there always are tornadoes and thunderstorms, could be summed up in a few sentences. How about something on weather or, say, drought conditions that affect or will affect cropping, food prices? Siberia and Brazil, for instance, are also experiencing prolonged droughts. Likewise, Australia, the breadbaskets of many places. California, of course, the production there. Anyway, there's a lot of weather going on, and it affects people in different ways. But I wonder if there aren't some reports that would predict food shortages or price changes based on weather conditions. Just a thought. Thanks very much.